Welcome to the Approaching the Natural podcast with Sid Garza-Hillman and sponsored by the Stanford Inn Eco Resort on the Mendocino coast of California. Sid is a certified nutritionist, health coach, and author of Approaching the Natural, a health manifesto, out now on Roundtree Press. Sid is also the programs director at the Stanford Inn's Mendocino Center for Living Well, one of the most holistic and integrated wellness centers in the country. The Approaching the Natural podcast explores all aspects of human health, including nutrition, movement, mindfulness, art, and much more.
Hello, small steppers. This is Sid Garza-Hillman, and you are listening to the Approaching the Natural podcast. Thank you for joining me once again, if you are joining me once again, or welcome for the first time. Glad to have you. Just a real quick summary of what goes on in this podcast, in case you're just joining me for the first time, is this is a philosophy of health podcast. I am a certified nutritionist and health coach, but I just have to be clear that if you're here to just talk about food, diet, and food, and then a little diet sprinkled on top, this probably ain't the place for you. This is a big picture podcast, and I'm talking about health and happiness in the modern world, how to live a little bit more naturally by degrees, how far, up to you, in the context of this modern world. We are a natural animal living in an unnatural world. I don't think we need to leave this world to go live in the wild, but at the same time, I think that all signs are pointing toward the direction of us getting a little bit more back to what our natural design calls for, and in doing so can live a lot better in the context of this modern world. We're still going to get in our cars, and we're still going to drive to work, and we're still going to go shopping at the supermarket, and we're still going to text our friends, and we're still going to do all those things. We're still going to cover the earth with asphalt and all the things that we're doing to sort of separate our existence from anything that's natural. But I think that we can reclaim a little bit of that on an individual basis, and I know it makes a huge difference. It has with me, it has with my clients, and I believe it will with you too. And if you're just joining me and this is where you start, fantastic. I'm the small step advocate. If you want to know what that means, it's that I am bucking the trend of diets and quick fixes. I'm trying to, through this podcast and my book, provide a different way to achieve this health and happiness in a way that doesn't make you or make you feel like you have to turn your life upside down to achieve greater health and happiness. It doesn't have to happen. How far you go is up to you. I don't put those kinds of concrete or specifics in your head, but I do try to provide you a framework within which to act, and I'll get into that a little bit later in this here episode. So real quick, this podcast is sponsored by the Stanford Inn Eco Resort on the Mendocino coast of California. Just to be clear, like I'm not, you know, sponsorship. This isn't like a Coca-Cola sponsorship. You know, I'm trying desperately. You know the big three for me: Coca-Cola, Philip Morris, and any pharmaceutical company. I'd just be like, done. I got it, right? Then after that, I'm just phoning it in. I mean, at that point, I'm just coming on here. Just whatever you want to hear, I'll tell you what you want to hear. Wait, that sounds like a lot of what goes on in the modern world in diets. Atkins, what? Did I say that out loud? But they do. The Jeff and Joan Stanford own the Eco Resort there, and got me set up to do this. I run their wellness center, and so I do want to announce a couple retreats that are coming up. I'm excited about both these. Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this? One is called From Your Kitchen to the World. It's September 15th through 19th. This is the bad boy. I just created this thing. It is so cool. So go to livingwellmendocino.com or stanfordinn.com, and it's basically for September 15th to the 19th, like a series of cooking classes with me on healthy living, small stepping, gardening classes, yoga, like the whole, it's all there. It's like this huge, awesome thing. We have an organic garden there that's a part of the biointensive model. It's very cool. Anyway, I'm just saying, check that out. The other one that's coming up is October 20th through the 23rd, and that's really, there is a couple of cooking classes associated with this one, but it's called the Transitioning to Health Unretreat, and that is really, you spend 3 days with me, almost entirely, and it's fun. We've done it a few times. It's been awesome. Guests love it and have a great time. So, you know, I'm not giving you the hard sell. I'm just saying if you feel like diving in or coming to hang out with me for a few days, that's the way to do it. And I've been seeing some more people come through the inn, which is cool, from the podcast and the book. Actually, just met a couple 2 nights ago. They were like, oh, we read your book 3 weeks ago and heard the Del Schroff episode, and they know Del from Ohio. And anyway, kind of cool. If you didn't catch that episode, go back and listen to it. It's very cool. So there we are. If you want to find me anywhere on the social media landscape, Sid Garza Hillman, put that in there. Go to my website, sidgarzahillman.com, and enter your email address in there, and you get a free chapter of my book, the first chapter, which I'm telling you right now will give you all you need to know about nutrition. Okay? You read that chapter, you're done with nutrition. Then it's sort of like moving on, now what? And that's, this podcast is like, now what, right? Okay. So last week I made the grand announcement about my Taylor Swift problem. And if you're just joining me, I can't even rehash it. I don't even want to go back and rehash the emotion that was lifted and expended at the same time in that announcement. I did ask to hear from anybody as to what they thought I was going to say. I did get an email back from a guy who said he thought that I was going to tell you guys that I had been eating grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't even know what to make. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make of that. I'm not sure which is worse, frankly. The announcement I did make, or the announcement that would have made. Big. Here's the thing. I could be eating grilled cheese sandwiches. Okay, I'm going for it. I'm going to make this happen in the context of this podcast. Ready? Okay. Anybody listening to this podcast can be eating grilled cheese sandwiches. You want to know why? Because this is a small step podcast. This is you set the direction for your life. This is how you do it, how you live better. How much better? Up to you. And that's because if you go all or nothing, I talked about this in the last episode, is you go all or nothing, the world is designed for you to go nothing, because you don't have to do anything healthy. You can get by in this world with doing virtually nothing healthy. And then you can go to the doctor and be kept alive with a whole huge amount of pills and machines that'll keep you alive. You don't have to be healthy anymore. The drawback, of course, is that you don't live well and you don't feel well and you actually don't experience life in the fullest way, which is what I think we're designed to do. I think we're seeking out a fulfilling experience of life. You can't do that when you're hooked up to an oxygen tank as well. Maybe you still can, but just maybe not as well. Almost every time I run, and in case you're just joining me, I'm a runner. I'm so not a professional runner, I can't even tell you. I'm not even a competitive runner. I'm an enjoying runner. I've done a couple marathons, a few halves. I'm not a speed demon. I'm just kind of testing the waters and having fun with that. But almost daily on my runs, and I have talked about how the runs are what I call imminent meditation for me. If you haven't read my article in Mind Body Green, go to mindbodygreen.com and search on me. You can read that article about that and a few other ones I've posted. And I have one coming up. I've just been lollygagging on it, but I'm almost finished. So hoping to work on that tomorrow. I got some buddies, by the way, not to change the subject, opening up a super cool restaurant in Berkeley called the Sanctuary Bistro. And they're friends of mine. And so I'm actually driving down there tomorrow. They asked me to come down there and teach their staff about nutrition and to sort of help them get it off the ground a little bit. And so I'm going down there for the day to Berkeley tomorrow. I'm very excited about that. That Sanctuary Bistro, I'm not sponsored by them. This is not a formal plug or anything that I'm tied to financially. They're just good people. And I wish them all the best success. And I will be heading down tomorrow early morning to Berkeley. So go to Google Sanctuary Bistro, or I think it's just sanctuarybistro.com. And they're super cool and plant-based restaurant and fun. And we're going to be doing regular classes, actually. The executive chef, Barry Horton, and I have done this before a bunch of times, actually, but we do a nutrition/cooking class and then eat a huge meal with a group. Like, how fun is that? So anyway, that's the Bay Area. If you don't live in the Bay Area and you happen to live in New Zealand, you know, this ain't for you. I'm just saying. Speaking of New Zealand, I was thinking about this, and I'll get back to the running. You think that I got distracted, but I didn't. Okay, his mind is like a freaking steel trap, and I'll lose anything. What were we talking about? Oh, New Zealand. They've come up a bunch of times. I'm kind of fascinated with New Zealand, partly because in the early days of this podcast, they were out downloading the US, and I, you know, couldn't figure that out. Still haven't. I do know that they're not out downloading the US now, but they are second and very close behind. So I still love New Zealand, just loving it, and never been there. So hats off to them. But then at the same time, I'm like, US is kind of kicking your butt now. So you might want to ramp it up a little bit, New Zealand. Now, the fact that you have a fraction of the population that we have, it's neither here nor there. Jingoism. Hey, back to the running thing. So there's not a day that goes by, almost for real, where I don't have this kind of moment while I'm running where I think, I won't always be able to do this. You know, like, I think you can, you know, obviously there's runners. You know how I know? I've been passed by them a lot older than I am. I've been passed by people 70 years old in races before. And so I hope that with the support that I give my body nutritionally, that I can continue doing this because I love it. I hope you read into that, that whatever it is you love, you need to be supported and supporting your body so that you can continue to do the things you love. Interesting how what picture diet plays in your life when you put it in that context, when it's, or not just diet, but all the things in your life when you think about how, well, if I support myself in these ways, I can what? Continue to do the things that I love. I can continue to spend time with the people I love. I mean, this is, you know, every week I want to come back down to really what it is we're talking about here. You know, we can get muddled in omega-3 fatty acids and anti-inflammation and gluten and celiac and probiotics and digestive enzymes. We can get mired in all that stuff. I could do entire podcasts on things nutritional and amounts of calcium and vitamin D. The reason I don't is, first of all, because it doesn't serve a purpose, frankly. It's why I take virtually no supplementation at all except for vitamin B12, which is a bacteria in the soil. If I pulled food out of the ground and ate it with the soil on it, I wouldn't take B12. Good night. Okay? The reason why I don't talk about, I do touch on, obviously, on nutrition, and I'm a certified nutritionist. So, you know, you work with me personally on a private basis, which you can. Go to SidGarzaHillman.com. You can see what I offer and hook up with me, man, if you're the right fit. And that's not me being snooty. By the way, I'm not going to be like, you're not the right fit for me. But it's more like, you got to get your money's worth from me. And if I can't help you, I'll tell you. And I've told people, I'm like, I'm not the right guy for you. Okay? If you're coming to me because you want to lose weight, I don't think it's bad to want to lose weight at all. It's just not my bag. You'll lose weight in following my recommendations and hanging with me and knowing this is long term. But if that's your end all be all, then you got some, you know, you got some work to do, and that's cool. It's just I'm not the guy to facilitate that. That's all. Anyway, so it's kind of that supportive thing. So here we go. Back to the running. Is I think about this. Like, I think I won't always be able to do the things, this thing that I love. And that could be, like I said, anything for you, what it is that you love. But it makes me do two things. It makes me want to, first of all, prolong that process as long as possible. Okay. So it makes me want to go, okay, I want to take care of myself better or as best I can. I'll put it that way. And two, it makes me appreciate the time I do have. I mean, here, today, now, you know, on these runs, I've been having amazing runs. And part of that is because I am paying better attention. I'm going to get into that a little bit today in this episode. But the beauty of the small step philosophy, my approach to living this way is that over time you become more attentive to your own life and to your own experiences. You become more engaged in life, no matter what you're doing. And in doing so, appreciate the things in a much better way and live better and actually learn to live better on a lot less. You were like, I don't I'm simple. Like, you know, like we have very simple, I think at the end of the day, we fool ourselves into thinking we need. But I think when we get right down to it, we actually, the best times for many of us, maybe not all of us, but, you know, times where I'm walking in Scotland, you know, on some path, you know, greatest memories ever, you know, and, you know, flew on a plane ticket with points on my credit card and, you know, it was like, it wasn't like a huge thing. But I've had those same experiences right outside my door too. So it doesn't need to be, you know, a huge amount of money, or it doesn't need to necessarily be things. It's attending to your life, essentially, is what I'm getting down to. Whatever that is for you. I'm really sensitive about putting things in people's, like, you know what you should do. You should wear a red shirt and walk four circles around your garden. You know, it's like, that's whatever, man. Whatever floats your boat. I just want to make sure that you provide for yourself the water that floats your boat. Whoa. Holy crap. Was that just the best analogy? Did I just totally go to the metaphor there? I just made small step in filling the water that floats your boat. Damn it. That's so good. I should have made that a separate podcast episode. Next week, float your boat. Episode 46, that's next week. This week's episode 45, by the way, and I'm 45. Now, what's funny about that is that I was driving up the street today and forgot how old I was. And I don't know how, if that ever happens to people. Remember how I said my mind was a steel trap? Yeah, not so much. I literally forgot how old I was driving up my road today. I was like, am I 46? And I had to do the math. I was like, I was born in 68. It's 2014, so that means I'm 46. Oh, wait, but I haven't had my birthday yet. I'm 45. My birthday is in December. I mean, these are the things I think about. Very important stuff. If you guys can think about the things that I think about like that, you're golden, okay? Do exactly what I do. You know that that's the advice that I dole out. Do exactly what I do. I'm joking. Don't do what I do at all. Figure out what you do. It might look like what I do. That was comes back to my sort of thinking independent theme that runs through this podcast. You might end up doing the things a lot like I do. I know people who do things like I do. I do things like other people. It's how you come to the things that you do in your life. Because if you're just doing things because Sid does them, you're missing out on your life. You have got to figure it out for yourself. And this podcast will help you because it's helping you think about your own life in a way that helps you fill in the blanks. If they look like somebody else's blanks, fine. Doesn't matter at that point, right? Okay. I always feel like I'm scolding. I'm like, right? Yeah. Well, don't let it happen again. Another quick announcement, just because I'm kind of, you know, flowing through here. August 2nd, which is a Saturday, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, but that's the U.S., anywhere in the world, okay? Freaking sign up if you live in New Zealand, okay? How many times do I have to ask? The first Saturday of every month, I do something called a Spreecast, and they've been really fun. And I sit there and answer your questions. You type them in, I pop them up on the screen, and I answer them the best that I can. And we joke around and have fun and whatever. It's just kind of an hour. That's what it is. It's an hour, and we shut it down. You go on your day. You go eat your grill. What I do is I shut the Spreecast down, and I go have a grilled cheese sandwich. That's what I do. That's my first Saturday of every month. That's what I do. I just so you know. And you might want to do those too. YouTube videos. I've got my YouTube channel. I've been noticing people have been watching the videos. Cool. I got one on gluten, one on my morning smoothie. I got one in the works now. My next one coming up should be up in a few weeks. We'll see. And that's it for now. Oh, t-shirts. You know, SidGarzaHillman.com. Get yourself an Approaching the Natural t-shirt. They're super cool. Okay. What else? What do I got going? Okay. Somebody emailed me about... rebounding, mini tramping. Now, I talk about it in the book, and I think I got one review on the book. They're like, you know, rebounding sounds great, but it's really expensive. And in the book, I'm very clear that you can go out your door in bare feet and exercise. You need literally no equipment at all, nothing. However, at the same time, I'm all about finding stuff that works that will get you moving your butt, right? And so for me, when we had twins... my wife and I, super exhausted. Like, I cannot even believe, I think I haven't recovered yet, and they're five. Like, I think I'm just starting to recover from the lack of sleep, and they're 5 years old. I'm not kidding. The trampoline for us, and first of all, we've had it over 5 years, and we bought it for I think I've talked about this before, but it was like $365 and I've had it 5 years. So do the math on that. It's nothing. Okay. We don't belong to a gym. So it's like expense wise, it's minuscule compared to a gym membership. Okay. Other than that, I buy $65 pairs of shoes once a year, maybe twice a year if I'm running a lot. Okay. It doesn't have to be expensive at all. Living healthy does not have to be expensive at all. Period. Doesn't have to be expensive. Okay. You can spend money and do fun things and go to gyms if you enjoy that stuff, but it doesn't have to be that at all. So I got an email about the rebounding because somebody had read my book and they picked one up. And it was like the perfect example of why I love the mini trampoline is because they were runners and then they kind of fell off a little bit. They're not running as much and they got the trampoline to sort of get them going again. It sits in the living room. You jump on it. It's like there. I have literally worked out on my trampoline in like fully clothed. Like I get home from work and I'm just like, oh man, I didn't run this morning. I feel like kind of just like, I feel like moving my body. Just freaking get on there fully clothed. I don't even like take the time to change into my workout clothes. I just bounce and it's just fun and it's right there. And so after the last marathon, which was May 4th, I've been doing it again. And I've done it on and off nonstop. My wife still does it 2 to 3 times a week. Never stop. Like this is not that thing that ended up in the garage, you know, like the proverbial sort of infomercial thing. Like this thing has been a steady period, just there. My kids love it. Like they'll just run through the freaking living room and jump on the trampoline. They'll just jump and then jump off. Like it's just like kind of what they do. My son's perfect example. Like you can see him just like bursting with energy and just like needs to dissipate. And he just like jumps on there and then jumps off. He's like, okay, got it. And he's moving on. So I love it for a whole bunch of reasons. Just full convenience is excellent. Sometimes I just jump and do nothing. Sometimes I do high leg lifts, a series of kinds of different things. I do interval training on the rebounding. So I'll warm up and then I'll do 30 seconds high knees, bat out of hell, like 100% effort. And then 30 seconds real light. And I'll alternate that 5 or 6 times. I just mix it up. If you want to know other stuff that I do, because I get questions, I'm answering them. I also use something called the Power Wheel by Lifeline. Again, I'm not sponsored by them, but I really like their products a lot. And so anyway, Lifeline Power Wheel, it's this little simple thing. I put it together 5 seconds and full body, man. And again, like these are great exercises and their DVDs are like show the studies that works out this kind of thing and that kind of thing. It's hard work. It's not magic. Like it's, you don't do it and go, I didn't feel like anything and I have 6-pack ripped abs. Like that's amazing. You bust your ass. Okay. It's hard. It's a very simple machine. You can pop it in the trunk of your car, do it anywhere. Like I love that kind of convenience. I also use the TRX suspension trainer that I strap on my door. I got way into sort of the ease of moving your body. I have done the gym thing. I've done weightlifting in the past, you know, getting in the car, driving to the gym. You know, it's 2 hours by the time you get back and the whole shower and the whole thing. I don't have the time. And if you have the time and you enjoy that, great. I mean, I did have the time before, you know, before twins, I call it BT, before twins. And that was the time I did that. The reason why small steps work, the reason why this approach works is because you can adapt it no matter what your life is at any time. This is the last episode I did, Staying in the Game. I mean, this is what this is about. It's like, no matter what your life presents to you, you never have to stop. The values are placed accurately. And what I mean by that is when I was doing weightlifting, it wasn't actually about weightlifting. That was the form of movement that I was doing because I liked it. But it was the movement such that when my twins were born and I didn't have the time nor the, just I was fully exhausted to spend 2 hours, and I literally didn't have the time to go to the gym to lift weights, didn't mean that I wasn't able to move my body. It just meant I had to switch the way that I moved my body. And so life changes. For us to be locked into a certain thing that we've always done, no matter where we are in our lives, is a source of stress for many people. It's the, you know, the diet at all costs. It's the food restrictions, you know, and I'm not talking about allergies or physical things, but like, you know, just kind of this like food restrictions at all costs. If you can make it work for you and it's worth it for you, great. I mean, I've managed to be plant-based for 12 years, you know, and with little struggle. I got there. So it's no struggle for me. But it may be a struggle for you right now, in which case, don't do it. Like, you know, don't do it yet. I mean, don't cause yourself immense stress. Keep your eye on the ball, okay? Keep your eye on the ball. And that is that you are here to work to achieve a life that is fulfilling, that's enjoyable, that brings you joy as much as possible, that sets your sort of minimum bar at being happy or at least feeling pretty darn good most of the time. Life's going to present you stresses. You got job and you got family and you got, you know, all this kind of stuff, financials, all this kind of stuff comes up. But if you're most of the time is sort of like, yeah, I'm pretty, I got this kind of good most of the time, that's what we're looking for. I mean, I actually argue that's a natural state for us. A natural state for us is sort of being present and in a good place. We have times where, you know, the military analogy I've used, where we're under attack, and that's okay. We hopefully craft our lives such that those times are both minimal and dealt with efficiently as best we can, because we've sort of trained our bodies and minds to handle those times a little bit better. But when we are in large part self-induced, when we are in stress most of the time, nutritional stress, lack of movement, too much movement, financial stress, job stress, and we're not doing the things in our lives to balance that stress day to day, and we're just in that stress all the time, then when that stress gets even worse, we're totally ill-equipped to handle it. We can't, it's too much, it's overload. And that's when our bodies break down. I mean, that's setting our bodies up for breakdown, because our bodies are like, you've just been causing me stress, not helping me deal with that stress, and now I'm under stress even more. What do you think that I'm going to do? What exactly do you? It's like driving a car 100 miles an hour nonstop, and then you hit a really steep hill. It's like, well, the car's like 100 miles an hour for 7 days, and now I'm going up a hill on top of that. Well, you know, you're heading for breakdown. I mean, you're heading, you know, eventually the machine isn't going to be able to withstand that level of chronic stress. Okay, we've got to understand that a balance must be in place to handle that stress. In the modern world, I want to be clear about this, because this comes up sometimes too, especially in nutritionists and sometimes sort of like in the health coaching world and definitely into like the new agey kind of thing, which I tongue in cheek it a lot. I'm not anti-new agey, but at the same time, sometimes I think people go a little too overboard and maybe this. There's lots of new age cool stuff out there, and it's great. You should check that out if that's your bag. It's totally fine. I'm more in squarely into like you know, I'm a dad with 3 kids, you know, indie rocker musician, you know, guy. Like, I haven't done anything. I haven't gone like to India and worn any sort of robe. You know, it's just I don't wear robes well. Yeah, I never have. That's the only reason I've never gone to India, is just how I look in robes. Does that make me a materialist? Anyway. It's not about New Age or not. It's just that I get a lot of sort of like the anti-Western medicine rhetoric, you know, and I think that falls into kind of when you look for alternatives to health, sometimes the understanding or the assumption, I'll put it that way, is that, you know, somehow I'm anti-Western medicine. And it could not be further from the truth. I'm not anti-Western medicine. Okay, I'm just laying it out there right now. At the same time, I am also very specific about what I know Western medicine can do. And I think that when people are anti-Western medicine, it's because they have unrealistic expectations of Western medicine. And please don't make me bring up my character, Randy the Mechanic. It was a one-off. Was it brilliant? Yeah, it was. It was brilliant. Could it have been on Broadway? Yes, it could have been on Broadway. But I got to do this podcast, you guys. I cannot craft a one-act play around Randy the Mechanic. I can't do it. But Randy was a character I developed. It took me years, and by years I mean I think it was that afternoon, to demonstrate how going to a doctor for nutritional advice is not appropriate. Going to a doctor even to make you healthy is not appropriate. It's not what they're designed to do. They're designed to be a balance. This is me coming back to the balance kind of thing. Western medicine is a oftentimes appropriate and necessary balance to how unnatural our modern world has become. When you are living squarely in the modern world model, packaged food, lack of movement, bombarded with electricity and just, you know, hands on a laptop and hands on a phone and, you know, environmental toxins and pollution and, you know, just you know how it is, okay? We're bombarded with all that stuff. Our bodies break down at rates that are sky high and in ways that are just cuckoo and violent and just crazy, right? I mean, this is sort of the oxygen tank on your back to battle emphysema because we've got this little stick of leaves that we burn and inhale the smoke. I mean, this is sort of like, whoa. Now, when I was on tour in Germany and in 2005, did I just get up and have a cigarette and a dark cup of coffee? And was that paradise? Yes, it was paradise. Literally paradise. It was like freaking Adam would walk by and he'd be like, yeah, good smoke. I'd be like, das ist gut. Yeah. And had to buy American spirits over there. They were like $13 a pack. And I was not making $13, I don't think, per show. By the way, I'm having a sip of ouzo. You guys know what ouzo is? My best friend growing up, who is literally living in Greece right now, which is funny. He's Greek, but he's living, as I tell the story, he's living in Greece, and he may not even listen to this podcast. I don't know. He should. Anyway, I grew up with him and all through college. I went to UCLA, and he did too, and we would go home to his family's for Greek Easter every year. And I took a liking to ouzo and love it. I probably as much as single malt. Oh, it's shocking. I cannot believe. Now this is public record. Sorry, you guys, to admit that. So I'm having a little ouzo tonight. Enjoying a little ouzo. A little sippy. Little sips of ouzo. Okay? Not slamming stuff. Okay? God, you guys are so judgmental. I'm approaching the natural. Okay? I'm approaching it. You know how I know? My t-shirt says so. Oh, there he did it. Okay. Back to the business. The Western medicine model is a, like I said, a necessary and appropriate balance. We suck that cigarette smoke down. We drink Coca-Cola that has so much sugar in it, it's shocking, right? A Twinkie. Like, it's a necessary balance. When we swing the pendulum that wide and eat Kraft macaroni and cheese with a little cheese packet of awesomeness, we may need the antibiotic on the other side of that spectrum because our bodies are so out of balance that we're playing that game. We're playing the wide game. We're like way over on one side, and then we're carrying an emphysema tank of oxygen. You know what I mean? Like, we're there. Now, here's what happens when you start small stepping it. You start small stepping it to the middle. And when you start small stepping it to the middle, the pendulum doesn't swing as wide. So now you're bringing in a little more heavy box food, and then you're a little less of the prescription medications and a little less of the doctor's visits over time. And I have worked with people, many a people now, okay? I've been doing this a while. I've taught many, many people, okay? And there are some people who come to me for classes or come to me for work, and they're not help. They want to get a little healthier, but they're kind of okay with the prescription meds that they're on. I've met people who just like, yeah, I've just sort of been on this thyroid medication. It's what I do. There's no judgment here. This is not what this podcast is about. All I'm saying is if you decide you want to be healthier and happier, this is the way, for me, I believe, the way to do it. Because the way that I'm talking about isn't a way like a diet way. It's not like if you stamp your foot 3 times on the ground and you twirl around 4 times and point your nose to the east wall, you're gonna be healthy. It's if you think about your life as a human being, if you think about your life as a natural animal, and you start to say, okay, living in this modern world, I'm gonna ease my way in toward the middle, then you don't swing so wide. And the closer you get to the middle, and the middle being you as a natural animal, the less you're going to need of those things. Now, here's the thing. I want you to be very clear about this because I said this last time and I'm going to start saying it more and more. You are going to be out of balance if you live in the modern world. You're going to be out of balance. if you live in the modern world, period. Because the modern world is an imbalanced world. We are not in harmony with nature anymore. That train has left the station. There's no way that's going to ever be reclaimed unless there's some sort of crazy global meltdown and we're all living in the wild again. And even then, who knows, right? Why even think about that? Do the best you can in the context of this modern world and understand that the best you can eat perfectly and you could do all the things you think are right and you could still get cancer. You can still get heart disease. You can still get Alzheimer's, stroke, and all the itises and diabetes. You can get all those things, but you can minimize your chances to do that the better you live. And this isn't just about diet. It isn't. It can't be. It's not. It just factually is not just about diet. I think that that's the first and foremost thing, that you put the food in your body that lets your body do its job, which is partly to deal with stress. But you've got to address the things that are stressing you out. You've got to address the things that are keeping you out of balance, knowing that you're never going to be 100% balanced because we live in a world that is totally out of balance with everything else in the world. We've created a world that is just cuckoo. I mean, it is kind of cuckoo. Do we live in it? Yes. Did I rent a movie last night? Yes. You know, it's like we do all those things. We're living in the modern world. But when you can, and the most you can, treat yourself well so that you can handle this a little bit better. Okay? And that's why this works, because it's not you thinking or fooling yourself into thinking, I am in balance now with the modern world because I chant 85,000 times a day. And then I get in my car and drive to the market. You know, it's just we're living in this kind of crazy thing. The more we can be aware of that, the better. Okay? Now, on that sort of note, I wanted to just quickly talk a little bit about, I'm going to delve into food just for a moment. Sometimes I do. Okay? This is not for, I'm not recommending anything. You don't have to do this at all. At all. No matter where you are in this process. But just understand this. Because we live in the modern world, we don't necessarily have the time, most of us. If we are in the wild, we're eating heavy box foods, period. Because there's no packaged foods, there's no refined foods, okay, in the wild. Clearly, in the modern world, we're bombarded with that stuff. But in the wild, there's no choice. There's no, you know, weighing this option versus this option and reading ingredients on this plant. It's eating the plant. There's no whole plant, no refined plant. There's plants. The animals that we would scrounge around for and hunt would be eating wild food and a lot healthier, frankly, and a lot less stressed. So their bodies would be stronger because they're not under stress. Okay, the stresses that animals undergo in the modern world because of us humans are profound. And that weakens their bodies. And when we consume those weakened bodies, we suffer as a result of that as well. Okay, the model is out of balance. We know that. As long as we know it, that's a good place to start. Just understand it. Okay, and I'll get into that a little bit later. Just kind of knowing and understanding things about your own life. Okay. When you move to more heavy box foods, the heavier box the food, the less calories that food takes up in the space it takes up. Okay? Let me say that in a way that is almost in English, because I don't think that was. The heavier box food you eat, in the space it takes up, there's less calories. So imagine a bowl of lettuce is very low calories. A bowl of olive oil, super duper high in calories. Why? Because the olive oil is light box. Okay? It's junk food. Now, junk food in my... this is how I define junk food. Junk food is technically food because your body can burn it for energy, but it has no nutritional value or very little nutritional value. I mean, a Snicker bar, everybody can sort of agree that it's junk food, right? Nobody kind of goes, Snicker bars are healthy. What are you talking about? Everyone sort of gets that they're not healthy. It's junk food. Now, is there some nutritional values in Snicker bars? Yes, there is. There's some nutritional value in Snicker bars, okay? The cacao nut is very healthy that they make chocolate out of. Peanuts have nutritional value. They have very little nutritional value, a Snicker bar, in comparison to lettuce. It's almost not even in the same realm. In fact, it really isn't, because lettuce is sort of a plant that comes out of the soil, and Snicker bar is totally manufactured in like Nutty Nut Nut, and full of Nutty Nut Nuts, by the way. My point is this. Olive oil is a light box food. It is junk food. It is calories, but frankly, a Snicker bar is probably healthier than olive oil. Oh my God, what about the Mediterranean diet? Puh, spit on it. Did I say? I think I might have spit on that last week too. I spit on whey protein last week. Junk food, okay? But it's got protein in it. Yes, it has calories. It does, for sure. It's food, technically, because it has calories. Protein's calories, so is carbohydrate, so is fat. Any of those three calories, carbohydrate, fat, or protein, that come to you in a form where it's basically just the calories and nothing else with it, no vitamins, minerals, no stuff that makes the body run well, it's junk food. So it could be a Twinkie, and it can be whey protein, and it can be a Snicker bar, and it can be olive oil. Okay? Those are just junk foods, soy protein isolate. Okay? This isn't a vegan thing. This isn't a thing. This is just like nutrient content of food. If the calories come to you and you're looking at those calories going, boy, did you leave your bags at home? Because you really traveled light. It's junk food. Okay? If the calories come with a whole bunch of baggage and they're like, we're moving in. We're living here. I know we didn't get an invitation, but we're moving in. Heavy box. Okay? They got the bags with them. All right. As you move to more heavy box foods, if you were just living on, let's say, whole plants, fruits and vegetables, right? And you're in the wild and you're not even doing a lot of nuts and seeds in the wild because they take a lot of time and you got to crack all those things. It's like probably not what we were like consuming most of the time. It's much easier to grab a mango off a plant or an apple or whatever we had in nature and just eat it. I mean, that's the least expenditure of energy, okay? However, the heavier box you get, the lower the amount of calories. And so you, for instance, to get 2,000 or 3,000 calories of apples takes a huge amount of apples, okay? Part of living in the modern world for many of us, now I know there's people out there who are living in there, they're eating whatever, okay, huge amounts of these things. They may have time. Professional athletes maybe have time to do that because that's what their lives are around. But if you're going to work every day like I am and you're working in an office and you're doing that kind of thing, sometimes you have to augment your heaviest box foods, like let's say the lettuces, things that take up space with very little calories but a very high proportion of phytochemicals and antioxidants and the stuff that goes inside the box. Okay? Chapter one. Download it for free. You'll know what I'm talking about. Okay. You have to augment your caloric needs. Now, when I was training for marathon, I'm figuring I was kind of needing around 3,000 to 4,000 calories a day. I was running 55 miles a week, okay? To get 3,000 or 4,000 calories from, lettuce, tomatoes, cucumbers, and celery, and some fruits, I would have to eat a huge amount of those things. Frankly, I don't have the time. So what I did was, I still ate a very big amount of those things, but I had to move down the heavy box scale just a little bit to go a little lighter to get more calories out of the same amount of space. And that for me was nuts and seeds. Okay? So just to be clear, the heavier box you go, sometimes living in the modern world means to get enough calories. Isn't it funny how the heavier box you go, now you're talking about getting enough calories, not am I eating too much? Okay? When eating too much calories comes into play is when you're eating light box foods because they take up very little space for a huge amount of calories. I mean, if you're eating oily things, French fries, you got to watch out. You're probably consuming a ton more calories. It's almost impossible to eat too many calories when you're squarely in the heaviest box realm. When you're pulling a cucumber off the shelf and eating it, you're not worrying about too many calories. Your body is processing that stuff with very little energy. It's clean, it's efficient, and it's moving, and you're not putting on weight. You're not even thinking about that, and you're full in the process, okay? But I had to augment my diet. I had to add some lighter box foods. Now, I didn't go too light. I didn't go from lettuce and tomatoes and cucumbers all the way to olive oil to get those makeup calories. I went into the nuts and seeds most of the time. Now, do I eat oil now and then? I do. Just like I drink coffee, just like I'm having Nuzo, okay? Just like I had, white flour over the weekend, I think. Saturday, I might have. Now and then, again, it's most of the time, okay? It's most of the time, everybody. I'm going to remind you that every week. We get hung up on stuff. We go all or nothing, okay? We go, I got to go all or nothing. And we pay the price, okay? You go all or nothing, the world will make sure you do nothing, okay? Say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. So that's what I wanted to tell you about that, about the whole calorie thing, is that, if you're in that square kind of there already, or you're getting there, understand that just the modern world sometimes dictates that you've got to get enough calories. And when you do that, you sometimes it's easier to kind of slide down the scale a little bit, go a little lighter, a little more caloric, but still in the heavy box realm. I mean, nuts and seeds, they're fantastic. Are they as healthy as lettuce? No. No, a little higher in fat kind of things, but you know what? Don't sweat it, okay? All right. This is why the raw foodie thing kind of, you know, annoys me, frankly, in just a little bit, because they get kind of high and mighty about I'm a raw foodist, but they're eating nuts and seeds all day, and it's nutty nut nut. And they're not even raw because they're dehydrating. Well, technically, they're raw because it's 118 degrees or less, and the enzymes are maintained. I know, but they're not full of water the way that it was intended in the natural world. And so for me, it's about water-filled. If you're going to talk about raw, let's talk about the water that comes in the food. Let's go there, okay? Otherwise, just call it you're a dehydrator, okay? You're a dehydratee. You're a dehydratee. Okay. Moving on, everybody. Okay, so now I'm getting into the crux of this episode, okay? The subject. And this week's episode is called Dial It In. Now, I think I've actually mentioned or said the term dial it in. You got to dial it in. If I haven't, I apologize. It's episode 45. You think I'm going to remember everything I've said in the last 44 episodes? Mine like a steel trap. Dialing it in is sort of just what it's. I didn't make it up. You've probably heard a million. You know, he's dialed it in. She's dialed it in. She's dialing it in. What it means is you sort of hit the zone. It's kind of that feeling of, you know, getting to a place where you're dialed in. You know, you've got it. You've got it sort of figured out. That's the basic idea of that terminology. I'm just sort of applying it to the small step philosophy. And so two things come into play and came into play when I was thinking about this episode. And one is that dialing it in is both about dialing in individual steps. And I'll get into this a little deeper, so just hang with me for a second. It's dialing in individual steps, but first and foremost, okay, first and foremost, it's you wrapping your brain or getting to the point where your brain is wrapped around the idea of approaching health and happiness in this way. Dialing in individual steps, but first and foremost, it's about dialing in you being a small stepper. Okay? It's like getting you converted to this way of thinking. And also, it is. I'm telling you, I'm not going to apologize for this, okay? I'm not asking you to follow me. I'm not asking you to follow any religion. I'm asking you, I want to convert your brain into what I think is more natural for you, which is diets and quick fixes are not natural. No animal in the wild follows diets, okay? Small steps is a way for you to regain what's most natural about you, which is that it's natural for you to treat your body well. It's natural for you to eat foods that your body understands. It's natural for you to move your body. To get to those places of being natural a little bit more in the context of the modern world, the way to do that is by changing your behaviors and redefining your behaviors. And the way to do that long term is to ease your way in ways that are manageable and comfortable and sustainable. Truly sustainable, not, you know, sustainable, man. What sustainable really means can be sustained. Diets cannot be sustained. Okay. So first and foremost, it's you got to dial in for you however long it takes. I mean, if this is episode 45. If you started with me at episode 1, it may take even longer than episode 45. I mean, you hang with me. Hang with me. The beauty of it is, I always say this, the big sell for me to you is that you started episode 1, you're gaining the benefits of this right away. You starting now with me, if this is your first episode listening to me, you're starting now. You're gaining the benefit right now. There is no end game. There is no diet. I'm going to lose 10 pounds and I'm looking at my scale and then I hit 10 pounds and I go, done, I got it. And then you gain it all back. You start living better the moment you listen to this podcast. You start listening to better the moment you take a deep breath and understand that that's as much meditation as you sitting in a room for an hour and a half. It's as much meditation as that. It's just differing in amounts, but it's meditation the exact same way. And when you start by taking a deep breath and listening to that breath once a day, you are a person who meditates every day. Then you can build in however much meditation you need to balance out your life to live better. This ain't brain surgery. There's no equations here. go get my book. Okay. It's $9. Okay. Get my book. I'm not driving a dented minivan because I'm making hundreds of thousands of dollars on this book. Get it. It's simple. There's no charts in there. There's no equations in there. There's no measurements in there. You slip it in your back pocket, and that and this podcast is a reminder that to live in the modern world, you have got to dial it in. You have got to be in a place when you go into the world day to day that reminds you as much as possible about what it takes to live healthy and happy in this world. If you don't, you lose. You know how I know? We're losing. Look at our species. We're losing. We're losing. We got it. I mean, let's just understand it. We're losing. Fine. We're not bad people. None of us are bad. How can we survive in the modern world the way it's designed? We're not bad people. Jeez, it's like, I'm surprised we're doing as well as we can. The fact that we're not extinct is insane. It actually talks about how the power of how brilliant the human body is and human mind. The fact that we're getting by is astounding. People eating McDonald's 2 times, 3 times a day, every day, and getting by, and so procreating. It's amazing how phenomenal the human body. I mean, unbelievable. Can we live better? You bet your ass. Okay? That's what this podcast is about. It's not about getting by. This podcast is not about getting by. We can get by. We know how to do that. Talk about dialing in. The human species has dialed in the ability to get by. We've dialed in the ability to live with the lowest bar possible. That we've dialed in. For you to raise the bar for your life, you're going to have to dial in new behaviors. And when you dial in new behaviors, then you get to a new place in your health and happiness. And from there, you can move on or not. Okay? Understand that you can be completely healthy and fit. I mean, this is the big picture of the small step philosophy. This is a big picture of why I come at this the way that I do, is because you can be completely healthy and fit and still not have things dialed in. I mean, when you go to the gym and or do your, you know, CrossFit workout or your Insanity DVD or your P90X DVD and you're following a diet, you can look completely healthy and fit. Your body will adjust again to that. I don't think not without stress. And I'm not even criticizing CrossFit. I mean, I may even like dive into that at some point. Like, I'm kind of fascinated with it. I think people dive in without getting enough training and get injured if they're not paying attention. But I think that's more about the people and less about CrossFit itself. But I've seen some amazing people doing that stuff, and I'm like, damn. However, you can be doing those things and be completely healthy and fit and not have things dialed in. And when they're not dialed in, when those behaviors aren't dialed in, that means you're heading for either injury or burnout. Remember All or Nothing? If you're going all the way there without the behaviors dialed in, you're heading for burnout, or you're going to head for injury because you're going to force yourself to keep up those behaviors without the support that you need to continue them with minimal stress. Okay? Dialing in is taking your life in your own hands. It's looking at it and saying, okay, I want to live healthier and happier. It's adding in steps that you go, I can do this every day. This is easy. I'm not going to do more than that right now because I just want to test the waters and sort of get into this. So I'm going to start with a glass of water every morning. That's easy. And then you get up in the morning and you have that glass of water and you realize while that glass of water is fantastic for you, it's much bigger than that because you're thinking about your life. You're getting up in the morning now and thinking about your life. Oh, and you're actually attending to your life, where every other day before that, you get up and go, okay, I got the report due and I got to have a meeting at 10:30 and I got to get in the car. I'm running late. I got to brush my teeth. I got to make some coffee, you know, and that's the chatter. You take a drink of water. You've just thought about your life. Heavy duty stuff in a glass of water. It's like a world of change in a glass of water. Okay. All right. Dialing in. So I've been talking about journaling a lot in the last, I think it's been almost about 2 months now, right? So I looked at my life and said, okay, this is something I want to bring back in. I got a lot going on right now. There's been some days where I'm pretty stressed. I'm tired, you know, got this kind of thing. And I'm like, what is a good balance for me? What has worked for me? And journaling is one of those things. Now, if I had never journaled before, maybe I wouldn't choose journaling, or maybe I'd go, well, I wonder what journaling is like. I've heard some good things about it, you know? Sid talks about it on his podcast. and I refer to myself as in third person, so maybe I should listen to that guy. And he's got great choice of scotch. I mean, he knows scotch. I listened to him about scotch. Who's to say he doesn't know about journaling? And so I wanted to introduce that behavior for me, and I went through that whole process. I'm not going to rehash it here, okay? But I want you to, you know, if you feel like you go back and listen to these episodes, you can kind of see where I'm at and where I've gotten to as of today. Today, I can tell you with full confidence that I have dialed in that behavior,
okay?
I'm not missing a day, and there's no struggle about it. And this is the thing. You can force yourself to not miss a day of journaling. You can force yourself to go on a 21-day diet or a 7-day cleanse. You can do. And I could fake that. I could fake journaling for a month. I like my life the way that it is now because I'm journaling and I'm not faking it. I'm not forcing myself to be a person who journals. I have become a person who journals, and it only took me about 2 months. That's nothing. So I had the journal in my pocket, all these kinds of things. Pocket or no pocket. Like, I'm going to bed now and I journal every night. Oops, did I just lose you? It's dialed in. Okay. Sorry if I bowed out there. I heard the thing go by. Go bye bye. Go bye bye. Bye bye. I think I'm back now. And so it's dialed in. I mean, this is what dialing in is now. It's having a behavior in your life that is now you. I mean, you're dialed in. You're dialed in when the thing that you do is just you. That's what dialing in is, and that's what the small step approach gets you to, and it gets you to really fast. Okay, in 7 days, no. 21 days, no. A month, probably not. How long, Sid? Don't know. Doesn't matter, because the process is very low stress. And if you feel like you can take on much more, then you will, because you'll understand that's where I come from on that, that somebody's small step may be too small for another person or too big for another person. You see what you can do. Okay? Dialing it in is beginning so small that you can do something every day. That's what I did with the journaling. It wasn't working when I took on too much. I talked about this. When I said, well, I got to journal for 10 or 15 minutes, I journaled nothing, right? All or nothing. Okay? Then I backed back down and I said, okay, I'm going to put a journal in my pocket, bought a little cheapie, and did one sentence a day. That's how I dialed it in. Now I'm doing way more than one sentence. Now I don't even have a step. It's not even a step anymore. I journal as much as I feel like journaling. I journal the amount that is appropriate for the day that I had. And I have not missed a day. And even if I have missed a day once in a while, I wouldn't even care about that. But I haven't missed a day. I'm journaling every single day. I'm a person who journals now. Okay? Now and then, I mean, I live pretty well, and I live what I'm talking about here. That's very important to me that I live the example for you. Otherwise, what's the point? But I wanted to take this on from scratch, you know, to go, okay, am I still kind of in the zone here? Have I dialed in the small step philosophy myself? And I have, you know, I'm not living perfectly. There's things that I'm working on, just so you know. Okay, there are things that I am working on. But I wanted to share with you that journaling step because it was like, okay, I'm not journaling. I want to introduce journaling. What I really want to introduce is more balance to the stress that I'm undergoing right now. And journaling is the conduit to that balance. Okay. Could be for you meditating, could be long walks, deep breathing, whatever. For me, it was journaling. Okay. So I dialed it in. I want in that balance mode and sort of this way of thinking about balance and all these kinds of things, as I wanted to be very clear about diets, one thing about them, they work in the time that you're doing them. The reason why people can follow diets is because for I've always said it before, it's like they have an end date, right? So you go, well, I can give up sugar for 30 days because I know on day 31, I'm, you know, sugaring it up. Okay. Just like snorting lines of sugar. But in the balance of your life, and again, this is why living healthy and happy is not just about diet. Because if you go on a diet, during that diet, and if anybody here has gone on a diet, you'll attest to this. And if you disagree with me, write me an email. But I will not get an email because nobody here will disagree with me. When you are on a diet, it is a main thing in your life. It is a thing. It is not a thing. It is the thing that you're doing. Usually, it's like, okay, I am going on this diet. I'm starting tomorrow. I'm doing it with my friend Sally. And she and I, we're freaking doing this thing. And we're going to do it for 3 weeks. We're going to do it for 21 days. We're going to do it for 7 days. We're going to do it for 2 months. Sally, you going to do this with me? Sally, are you listening? Sally, pay attention. Sometimes Sally drifts off. She's not a very good diet partner. Okay. I mean, how many times I've gone through this with her? It drives me nuts. Okay. So it becomes the thing in your life. And in doing so, becomes a greater proportion of your life than food ordinarily would be. It becomes unnaturally present in your life. Okay. Now, this could be also, you know, I'm going to go to the gym for an hour and a half every day. I have a personal trainer, and I'm going to work with this personal trainer for 3 months. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, that thing becomes the thing that you're doing, and it fills your life in a greater proportion than the other things in your life. It takes front and center. It takes the main stage. Here's the problem with that. The reality in most of our lives is that there are many things that make up our lives. There are families and work and trips and just day-to-day errands and, I mean, all the things that, and the food we eat and how we move our bodies. Okay? Those are what make up our lives in the modern world. It is dialing it in is dialing in a balance of all of those things. When we take one of those things, movement, or we take diet and we say, this is going to be the main thing, then all of a sudden it's out of balance with all the other things. All of a sudden you are creating an imbalance, and in doing so cannot sustain that. You can sustain it for as long as the diet takes, and then you fall off because your body naturally is trying to find its own balance. And this is how I think about the human body. I think we are naturally attuned to being in balance with our environments. That's why wild animals don't destroy their own environments. We do. We destroy our own environments. We go, yeah, this is a great place. Let's just rip it to shreds. Let's just take all the natural resources that we can, more than we need. Let's just take it all. Wild animals don't do that because it doesn't make sense evolutionarily. We've tricked that system. Okay? We have tricked that system. We have a population on this earth we are supporting by in an unsustainable way, which means we are taking more than we're providing. We are not in balance, and we cannot keep this up. I mean, we are seeing the ramifications of this happening in our own health, by the way, and the health of the earth. Okay? We're creating imbalances. Okay? Dialing it in is dialing in this kind of thinking of the big picture of your life and saying, okay, I understand that I have to balance all the parts of my life, that if I take one of the things and say, well, I like socializing, so I'm just going to do social things all the time. I'm just going to socialize. I'm going to go out every night. I'm going to go out every morning and night all the time. Well, when you do that, you're going to create an imbalance, and that could have negative ramifications on your life as well. All of a sudden, you're letting your work go down. You're not taking care of your body with the food you're eating. You're not moving. You're not exercising anymore because after work every day, you're going to the bar and hanging out with your friends. And it's to live happier and healthier in this world, you've got to balance all the little things that make up our lives in ways that one doesn't take over everything else. And sometimes diets they do that. And sometimes they're fun. Like you do it with a friend and it's great. But the reason, just to point out, the reason why it doesn't work is because it becomes the thing you're doing instead of one of the things that you're doing. Eating healthy becomes the thing that you're doing and not, you know, one of the things that you do. Dialing in is making diet one of the things you do, healthy eating. You know, you dial in your diet just like you dial in your teeth brushing, right? It's like being in the zone. It's like, you know, not thinking about brushing your teeth or going to work. I mean, these are the things you've dialed in. You've dialed in behaviors already, just to be clear. There's tons of things in your life that you just do every day without thinking about it because you've dialed in those behaviors. Or they were dialed in for you before you thought about your life in the way that you do now because you're listening to this podcast. Now is time It's a time in your life now to begin to dial it in for yourself. Okay? You dial in a behavior, you move on. You stack more of a step on top of it, or you dial in one behavior and move on to another one. Okay? I'm kind of done with journaling. I'm not adding, I'm not in the realm of like, okay, now should I do another sentence? Like I said, it's not a step anymore. It's what I do. It's what I do. I focused on that one. I got it built in. I didn't do it at the expense of the rest of my life because it started at one sentence. So it didn't affect the rest of my life. It didn't take over. And I was like, hey, honey, I can't spend time with you because I got a journal. You know, sorry, you know, daughter. I know that I'm your dad, but I got a journal. So I can't spend time with you. Can't go out to eat with you because I'm on a 21-day cleanse. Okay? You dial in your behaviors that work in the context of your life so that you can continue to do those things and find out where they fit. And when you step into new behaviors, the ones that aren't serving you, when you start to add healthy food into your body, into heavy box realm, when you start to add more heavy box in, it naturally will sort of shove out the light box over time. You don't have to cut to the end to say, I got to remove all light box foods and be miserable in the process. You say, grilled cheese, I'm hanging with a grilled cheese, but I'm going to bring in heavier box foods because I want to live healthier and happier. And over time, that grilled cheese gets squeezed out. Okay? It gets squeezed out because you've dialed in new behavior and then there's no struggle there. You're not going, oh man, I missed the grilled cheese. You're like, I don't feel like grilled cheese. My God, I feel so good. I don't want to go back on that. Same thing with movement. You start with a little movement. By the time you are moving your body in a way, you're just like, I love doing this. There's no struggle there. Getting off the couch. You're like, I got to get off the couch. I mean, that's kind of where I'm at in movement. Like I feel like exercising. I love the feeling of getting out there and breathing or even just jumping on the tramp to put some music on and just, you know, jumping on the trampoline, not doing even a workout, just moving my body. I found the value there. Okay. Dialing it in, taking small steps, is paying attention in the beginning to the process of dialing in a new behavior starts with paying attention. It starts with looking. That's why I always say, and I'm not joking, that's this listening to this podcast may be your first step. It may be just what you need right now to listen and to pay attention and to watch what you're currently doing without even trying to change what you're currently doing. Don't change a thing if you don't, first of all, don't want to, or secondly, if you're not ready to. Don't do it because you'll resent and you'll angry and you'll get stressed about it and you won't continue it. And you'll lose out on the very thing that you wanted to do in making that change, which is to live better, to live happier, to live healthier. When you pay attention through small step, the small step, my approach here, when you pay attention through small steps, you take that glass of water and in doing so, you have that act of thinking about your life, paying attention to your life, going, oh, okay. Then all of a sudden you can assess your life without judgment. Okay, you go on a diet, you know when you're wrong, you failed because you didn't follow the diet. When you start thinking, I kind of want to live better, I want to live healthier, I want to feel better, you're not saying, I'm a bad person, I'm a failure. You're saying, I want to dial in a new behavior. I feel like something's not right about my life. Not about me. You're not wrong. You're just like, I'm feeling a little, I mean, I'll be honest, this is why I came to the journaling. Because I was like, I'm feeling out of balance. I'm not a bad person. Here's what I've dialed in, ready? I've dialed in the small step way of living. I've dialed in the understanding for myself of thinking about my own well-being. I've dialed in that grand behavior, which is to come at my life of how to serve myself better. Because I know the reality of when I am stressed and then when that's overtaking me, I'm not the father that I want to be or the husband that I want to be. That I know. That the better I take care of myself, that the more I have my own life dialed in, the better I am at those things that give me joy. Just like if I'm fatigued and stressed, I don't run either. I don't run well or I get injured like I have in the past. When you are paying attention to your life in that way, you can assess your life all of a sudden with the freedom of judgment-free assessment of just going, I'm a little out of balance. I want to adjust some things. I need to make some adjustments. Well, you're locked into your job. You can't quit your job. No, but you can move your body a little bit to balance out how crappy your job is. You can bring some healthy, heavy box foods to work. You can start to journal. You can take a break at work for 1 minute and journal and provide a really beautiful balance to that day. Just taking a stealing that moment. That's dialing in the behavior of even thinking about your health and happiness. That's something I've done. I haven't dialed in meditation. I haven't dialed in, like sitting on a pillow and kind of sitting. I actually would kind of like to do that. Now, I'm a big proponent of the imminent meditation I talk about, which is like engaging further in life. But there's part of me that wants to sit down on a pillow for 10 minutes and just kind of like breathe, pay attention to my breath, look at a candle, whatever, just like sit. Not doing it yet. It's on my radar. Okay? It's on my radar. The beauty of when you dial in to your own life, when you dial in new behaviors, is you get a taste of the liberation of acting on what you know. Let me say that again. You get a taste of how liberating it is to act on what you know. In the modern world, many of us find out things and we don't act on those things out of fear, out of hesitation, out of insecurity. We don't act on what we know. We find out something about ourselves or about an act that we're currently doing, and we go, oh my gosh, and we still don't change. And that's because the idea of changing something that I don't want to say violent, but just that substantial freaks us out. We don't want to make that drastic of a change. We don't want to go from A to Z. Freaks us out. So we small step it. We go, okay, I got that information. I'm liberated. I'm empowered. I'm in charge. I'm in control of my own life. And that never means going from A to Z. It means because I'm in control of my life, I say, I'm in charge of the steps that I'm going to take to get there. There being however it is that you feel like you're living better, that you're in balance in your own life, that the pieces of your life are fitting in to your life in ways that allow you to live more fully and more completely. Okay? That is what this is about. And you will hear me come back next week and say very similar things. And to remind you every week, listen to this podcast. You need this 1 hour of the 150 odd, I don't even know, 168, I don't even know. Don't make me do math on such short notice. Okay? Don't make me do math. However many hours are on a week, this podcast is about 1 hour of that entire week. Think about that. You want to create balance into the modern world. Start to bring in things, even minute by minute, that just offset the craziness of the modern world. Trust me when I tell you are bombarded by advertising more than 1 hour per week. That's what I'm up against with you. My motivation here is to get you to dial in just for now the thinking about your life. Dial in the thinking about your life, getting up in the morning and thinking about what is best for you. How can I live better? Just think about it. How could I live better today? Hypothetically, how could I live better? Okay, good to know. Moving on. Eventually, when you've dialed in the way of thinking about your life, then you start to dial in individual behaviors, the journaling, the heavy box foods, the moving your body. That comes with time. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You may not be there, or you may be partway there. You may be even farther there than I am. Doesn't matter. It's about you. All right. Dial it in. Play a game with yourself tomorrow. If you could clear the table and say, I can bring in any kind of behavior or anything that I would love to do in my life that I think would really make my life better, what would that be? And then, me being the worst health coach in the world, tomorrow, your task, don't do anything about it. Don't do anything about it yet. All right? I'm leaving you there. You know where I'm going to be next week? Right here, Approaching the Natural Podcast. All right. If you dig what I do here, throw me an iTunes review. Very helpful. Stitcher. Okay. Give me a star, whatever. Review the book on Amazon. That all helps get the word out. I appreciate it, you guys. Shoot me emails, podcast@sidgarzahillman.com. I'll be back next week. In the meantime, be well.
My face couldn't have told her all that.